Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hannah Stanley and Mark Carmen filling in for Patty Vasquez, but we are not walking away from what she has built. It is New Music Monday, and joining us, ironically, is a band called Forget Hannah. Their original song is When You Come Home.
Sleeping, I see the light. Heavy breathing, I receive the night. So warm my fingers and touch your skin. Take my hand and let me in. In my mind, I'll see your face. Words, won't you hear me speaking? When you come home, I'll be right there, waiting for you, waiting for me. In my mind, I'm always there, waiting for you, waiting for me. Heavy breathing, search for the day. Candles reaching, dance in the flames. So warm my fingers and touch your skin. Break these walls and let me in. In my mind I see your face. Words, won't you hear me speaking? When you come home, I'll be right there, waiting for you, waiting for me. In my mind, I'm always there, waiting for you, waiting for me. Never let these flames die down. Oh, no, 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 no. Then I'll always be around. Yeah, yeah. When you come home, I'll be right there, waiting for you, waiting for me. In my mind, I'm always there, waiting for you, waiting for me. Yeah, when you come home, I'll be right there, waiting for you, waiting for me. In my mind, I'm always there, waiting for you, waiting for me. Yeah, when you come home, I'll be right there, waiting for you, waiting for me. In my mind, I'm always there, waiting for you, waiting for me.
Yeah.
Yay.
Great right. job.
That band is named Forget Hannah, and we are joined in studio by Todd, Mike, Doug, and Glenn, all from the band Forget Hannah.
And the guys will all want to move to those console microphones right now, guys, if you can move from
your
band
positions. Yeah, we'll have you guys cruise on over so we can actually talk to you. Here's what's, I don't know, not as ironic as you would think, the band Forget Hannah. I know two of these guys. I've known them for quite a while.
That is kind of incredibly cool, Hannah.
And yet it's not, I don't think, named after me.
Well, that's just wrong.
Here's the thing, though. I've always been worried that Kill Hannah, the other band from Chicago, Kill Hannah was named after me. So now I just kind of go, no, it's certainly not. Why would it possibly be named after me?
Well, who is it named after?
Hannah is actually an elusive female singer that we actually tried to add into the band about, 6 years ago when we first formed. It was actually pre-Doug and Glenn joining the group. And we auditioned maybe about, 20 or so female singers. And ironically, several of them were named Hannah. And we actually gave the job to one of them. And we had our first gig at a place called, it's no longer there. It was called Riley's on Roosevelt Road in Lombard. It's no longer there. But it was a great place, and we knew the owner. He said, yeah, come on down, road test the band. And so I called her at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, said, you know where Riley's is? She says, oh, absolutely, I'm going to be there. And I called her again at around 7:30, and she said, are you going to be there? She says, oh, yeah, absolutely. So 7:45, no Hannah. 8:15, no Hannah. We're supposed to go on at 9 o'clock, and we're road testing the band. We didn't even have a name. So the owner of the place comes over and says, what's the name of your band? And that night it became Forget About Hannah, and it got shortened to Forget Hannah. It's funny how band names tend to work out on their own.
So. I am so relieved. Also, much like Kill Hannah, which I have in the best of authority, has nothing to do with me. This makes me feel so much better. You guys are primarily Western Suburb based. Where can people see you?
Yes.
Well, we can be seen on...
Todd.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think our next show coming up is going to be on the 26th of December. It'll be out at Quigley's in downtown Naperville, right at Jefferson and Washington.
Right.
Who's going through a breakup with this band right now? Because that song was right on the edge of trouble.
No, that's actually funny. I wrote that song, and it's we all have day jobs, and my day job is I'm a traveling salesman and laboratory consultant, and I'm gone usually Tuesday through Thursday of every week. And I wrote that song one time thinking, geez, I've been on the road for like 2 weeks and I'm going home, and it's all about when you come home, I'll be right there. It's kind of like my wife writing the song to me, but you know, it's a love song. It's a pitifully sad love song, but yes, it's a
no, I felt I guess wherever situation you're in, you spin it that way. That makes sense.
That's right. Yeah,
it's all
right.
About the wife being in love with me. Website for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, www.forgethannah.com.
See, that's nice, so easy.
Yeah.
You kept it so easy. That was original music. What else do you guys play?
We're going to do another original song that we have. It's called Crossroads. And we've got another song called Tough Love. And, you know, just a lot of things kind of in the works. But we're also a cover band. So we do a lot of the popular stuff that that you want to go out to different venues and hear. We're kind of like a live jukebox. We play a little bit of something for everybody.
So. Do you guys get along?
Oh, absolutely.
We hate each other.
tell them your story because it's interesting. You know,
Some of us have met a while ago.
Glenn, hold on, we got to get your mic up. Stand by.
I have mic one on. Okay. I do. There's nothing that this...
This moment in technical ineptitude brought to you by Carmen and Hannah.
That was not me. Just want that on record. Anybody in management who's listening, continue on, please.
They didn't plug the drummer's mic in. Classic. No, yeah, Glenn and I were actually college roommates. So we've known each other for, what has it been?
College
forever.
Roommates.
Wow. Yeah. We've known each other for forever.
Long time at NIU. And, you know, again, Mike and Todd knew each other since they were young and knew Hannah also.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a match for us. So it's worked out good.
Yeah, because we've known each other since we were all in high school.
I think you were 14 or 15 years old.
Yeah.
I met you the year that I got my driver's license because I remember going and picking you up and we were going and hanging out. And
stuff. Oh, God, yeah. You picked me up at my parents' house.
Yeah.
And I think with Melissa Hansen.
Yeah.
No, with Jackie. Okay, yeah. Lots of people who are listening.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now we've got a whole
now
bag
got a little inside.
We can jump into.
Yeah, got a little inside.
Should we tell everybody what Hannah was famous for in high school?
Please. I'd love to hear.
Oh. She had the greatest set of legs.
Oh my God.
She did. She had a great set of legs. And, you know, I haven't had a chance to see what they look like now yet, but, you know,
nobody
I'm sure they're
has.
Still there. Everybody knew her. It was Hannah with the legs.
Well, thank you. Carmen actually saw a little bit of my legs on Saturday when I had the tutu on.
They were out. It was a whole big scene in here. I had to somehow remain professional. It was very challenging for me.
A tutu with running shoes. It was not as exciting. Thank you for saying that I had nice legs. I did. You're right.
So we're getting Crossroads coming back here? Is that what we're going to do?
That's what you guys are playing?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Awesome. All right,
that's coming up next. Crossroads, Forget Hannah. 7:20, you're Hannah.
I'm Hannah. You forget you. Don't forget you.
I'm Mark.
You're Mark Harmon. Hannah Stanley filling in for Patty Vasquez. More after this on WGN. Hannah Stanley and Mark Harmon filling in for Patty Vasquez. Joining us again, we have the band Forget Hannah. It is ForgetHannah.com. And playing new music. The song is called Crossroads.
Feeling you got regrets, carry the load on myself. Now I'm staring at a crossroad of addiction. My recovery depends on you. Intoxicated by the way that you make me arrive. I'm only lonely on the outside when you're not there. I'm feeling lonely on the inside, and you don't care. Walking away as you slay me, turning your back with a smile. I love the way that you play me. I've had enough for now. Had a revelation. You're doing so wrong. Feeling you got regrets. Carry the load for so long. Now I'm staring at a crossroad of addiction. My recovery depends on you. Intoxicated by the way that you make me arrive. I'm only lonely on the outside when you're not there. I'm feeling lonely on the inside, and you don't care. Walking away as you slay me, turning your back with a smile. I love the way that you play me. I've had enough for now. When you're not there, I'm feeling lonely on the inside, and you don't care. Walking away as you slay me, turning your back with a smile. I love the way that you play me. I've had enough for now.
Hannah Stanley and Mark Harmon,
yeah,
filling in for Patty Vasquez. It is New Music Monday, and that is Forget Hannah. I made a mistake earlier. I said it is ForgetHannah.com. It is ForgetHannahBand.com. For booking information, they play all over the Chicagoland area. You can also find out where they are playing soon, which is coming up right at the end of the month. And then it kicks off like every weekend they're playing.
And I think it's both. You can get right Forget Hannah and
it
Forget.
It does? Oh, see? And okay, so I was only slightly wrong.
So you were actually correct.
I was right-ish.
You were right. You're just now more right. How's that? does that work for you?
I'll take it either way. That's totally fine.
By the way, if you guys want to try to make it to the microphones again, we'll chat a little bit more. Anybody that wants to try to
Yeah, we
down.
Can do that.
We were gonna rope him into one more song.
I was
going
to try to get him to play Hey Jealousy
for
me.
Oh, right away? Okay, let's
do
that.
Well, we can chat. But,
no, it's fine.
You know,
I like
suppose.
Chatting, too. But
chatting's yeah. good.
I'm
Whatever.
Sorry.
We could connect, but like we felt like we just wanted to listen
no,
to play.
No, let's do that. But it's music. Let's get more music.
All right, would you guys please play Hey Jealousy for me, please? Sure. All right, thank you. And thank you to everybody listening who's texting in and mentioning on Facebook that they're listening.
And we'll chat after
such.
1 o'clock, too. We'll keep you guys around if you don't mind. So that'd be fun, too.
All right.
Awesome. 3, 2, 1. I feel like a band member.
Tell me, do you think it'd be all right if I can just crash here tonight? You can see that I'm in no shape for driving. Anyway, I've got nowhere to go. And it might not be that bad. You were the best I'd ever had. If I've had him blown this whole thing years ago, I might be here with you. Tomorrow we can drive around this town. Let the cops chase us around. Fast is gone, but something might be found. Take his place. Hey, jealousy. Well, you can trust me not to think, not to sleep around. And if you don't expect too much from me, you might not be let down. Cause all I really wanna do is to be with you, feeling like I'm out of tune. If I've had him blown this whole thing years ago, I might be here with you. Tomorrow we can drive around this town. Let the cops chase us around. Fast is gone, but something might be found. Take his place. Hey, jealousy. Cops chase us around. Fast is gone, but something might be found. Take his place. Hey, jealousy. Yeah, jealousy. Tell me, do you think it'd be alright if I can just crash here tonight? You can see that I'm in no shape for driving. Anyway, I've got nowhere to go. And it might not be that bad. You were the best chick I ever had. If I had him blown this whole thing years ago, I might be here with you. Tomorrow we can drive around this town. Let the cops chase us around. Fast is gone, but something might be found. Take his place. Hey, jealousy. Yeah, jealousy. Well, you ran and took my heart. Told me it all apart. Yeah, my jealousy.
I stood up and danced.
You did.
I did.
You look good too. I liked it.
And we saw legs. Well, a little. Hannah Stanley and Mark Carman keeping the Patty Vasquez trend of dancing on New Music Monday. Alive.
Yeah, we didn't.
I did that for Patty.
You didn't do it quite as well as Patty does it.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Patty really goes for it.
Yeah, she goes all out.
But you were there.
I was getting there.
And I just saw a little bit of Hannah Craig that I didn't really know existed. Because now, back in the day, I'm envisioning a whole new scene. this scene was real, was it not? I mean, wasn't it? She was definitely enjoying herself. See, I thought that Hannah, I just don't know you that well, so I thought that you were kind of this buttoned-up Hannah Stanley.
I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think so. I just don't see that at all.
I was buttoned-up Hannah Stanley,
yeah, now
I was even younger buttoned-up Hannah Stanley.
Yeah, I don't believe that, but that's, and congratulations.
Get to news.
Yeah, news is next. We'll talk to Forget Hannah coming back here, and we got 1 hour to go on the Patty Vasquez Show. I'm Mark Carman. She's Hannah Stanley. We're filling in tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday on 720 WGN. My behavior's unacceptable, so condescending, unnecessarily critical.
We are going to talk with Forget Hannah right after this. Hannah Stanley and Mark Carman filling in for Patty Vasquez for the next 53 minutes for tonight, and then Tuesday and Wednesday as well. And then coming up after that, we are going to make sure that you guys know how to ensure your holiday party is not a Christmas party in disguise.
That'll be interesting. So that was, by the way, Maroon 5. That was you guys doing, what was that, Harder to Breathe?
Harder to Breathe, yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Bad. So here, let me...
And Forget Hannah is the band. We have in front of us Mike and Todd and Doug and Glenn, the guys from Forget Hannah.
How you doing? Thanks Hello. For having us.
Yeah.
I want to ask you guys a question, because I was listening to Justin Kaufman show the other night, and he had one of my favorite songwriters on. He had Arlo Guthrie back in the day.
Oh,
which,
wow.
Which was incredibly cool, right? And Arlo's, he did like an hour interview with Arlo Guthrie. And Arlo's talking about how, you know, nowadays you can't, it's just impossible. I feel like I want to imitate how Arlo talks because it's so distinctive. But anyway, I'll stop doing that. He said that it's basically impossible now to get, for you to go do a gig, there's no money in it. You have to bring the people, and then you're getting like a pittance. And you guys got four guys here. So I'm curious how you make it work. Is it, or do you just do it for fun? I mean, I'm sure you guys kick this around all the time. Like, why is it worth it for you, the whole deal? Because you've been doing it a while, and then by the way, they're all looking around. So who wants to tackle this one? Because it's a thing, right?
Yeah, we absolutely have wonderful day jobs that support this hobby for us on the nights and weekends. I couldn't imagine for us to try and actually make this as a living. It would be very difficult. But we are very blessed to have a lot of venues that have supported us over the years, and that's really what has helped us. You know, at the end of the night for us, if we make enough money to pay for our family's dinner, we're pretty happy. So it would be very difficult to make it as a living. And we've seen a lot of other bands that are actually trying to make it. And it's a very rough road. And the living out of a van is really no joke.
In the Blues Brothers, we're like, no, the first beer was free. Right. You guys have to pay for You owe us money now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
But it is harder now, though, than ever. Is that right? I mean, has the gig changed as far as the bars are concerned?
I think so, because I know the venues don't typically pay more than they did, say, 20 years ago. So that hasn't raised with the cost of living or anything like that. So people who want to make money off of music are doing lots of different things. They might be writing jingles and selling those and teaching lessons, because there's more money there than performing.
Yeah, you can do okay teaching lessons. Right. Mm-hmm. That's like piano lessons old school. You get paid, you know, nobody's taxing that.
I made it to Fur Elise. I want you guys to know that I got that far. Took me 7 years to get to Fur Elise, but I got there, which was a minor accomplishment, I feel like.
So when you're writing, I was going to say, when you do write original music, that's really just kind of the artistic expression. There's not publishing in it for you guys. It's not like when Paul McCartney writes something new.
Right, right. I think, you know, we're a cover band as well as writing our own original stuff. And, you know, a lot has to do with the way the venues have changed recently as well. You know, we're older guys, right? We're not the average age of your standard club goers. And, mm-hmm. you know, nowadays the younger generation, I feel so old saying that, but they want to hear the more of the pop stuff that you're hearing on the radio nowadays. And we're four guys, we're two guitars, bass and drums. And if we can't make the sound with our instruments or with our mouths, we don't make the sound. There's a lot of these, you know, dubstep beats and things like that we just don't do, but the venues are looking more and more to bands that sound exactly like the people that you hear on the radio. If you're going to cover a song, they want it to sound exactly like the song on the radio. And that kind of takes away a little bit from, you know, being able to do your own thing with it. But we do the best that we can to take a song, if we're going to cover it, and make it sound like us doing the song. And then a further extension of that is, hey, let's sit down, let's get inspired and write some of our own originals and throw one of those at you after we've kind of primed you with five or six things that you've heard of before.
Biggest musical influence for you guys?
Ooh.
Oh, real varied there.
Yeah, that's a huge range, because Doug and I met over Bob Marley.
Love him.
Yep. I was actually a music major in college. Steel drums were my instrument, so, you know, pan music was my favorite. A lot of reggae stuff, a lot of calypso. So this is a long ways from that, but it's kind of a, you know, journey in that direction.
I love Soja Set. Just one thing out there.
That's great.
I'm a little off the beat and one of my favorites. What else we got?
Well, you know, the first song that I ever remember hearing was my father coming home with a 45 of Lean On Me.
Oh, yeah.
The original recording of Lean On Me. And that just kind of made me fall in love with almost kind of like a country southern soul type kind of a feel or a sound. And just blues, as I tell these guys all the time, I'm a blues musician, faking it as a rock and roll musician. So guys like Stevie Ray Vaughan and, you know, Eric Clapton and you know, definitely Jimi Hendrix and Buddy Guy right here in Chicago. I just love going to his club and watching him play. And it's like going to school for me every time I go and watch him play. He was a huge influence right here.
Todd, any for you?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, is I'm probably the lone wolf with the 80s, either Satriani, Eric Johnson,
Joan Jett.
Steve Vai. Joan Jett, absolutely.
Love her.
He loves rock and roll.
So yes. I definitely fall into a different music genre than the rest of the guys. But I think that's what helps us all sort of bring all those different genres together. And to play everything, you know, we really do cover everything from 60s through today. So we'll do a Stevie Ray Vaughan song, and then we'll go into Danzig, and then we'll do
The Spinners,
or Kings of Leon, or Imagine Dragons, or something much newer for the younger crowd. So really, we just continue to tell people, if you don't like the song, wait for the next one.
ForgetHannahBand.com, or just like the weather in Chicago. If you don't like it, just give us 5 minutes. We'll be right there with you. Forget Hannah Band or ForgetHannah.com. As we checked for bookings, you can book them for your own private party, bar mitzvahs, whatever. And then also where you guys are already going to be booked to play. Thank you so much.
Your next gig is again in Naperville.
On the 26th.
Quigley's.
And then Quigley's. In January, we'll be in Lombard at JT's Porch, which is near Findlay and Butterfield.
Outstanding.
Thank you guys so much for coming in.
That was awesome. So thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. More with Mark Harmon and Hannah Stelling.
You're Hannah Stanley.
I forgot. Hannah Stanley and Mark Harmon filling in for Patty Vasquez on WGN after this.